My name's Malcolm Altby. I was born in 1936. I was born at number 13 Church Street, Woodlesford. My dad's Eli Altby. He was born at West Nocton, that's East Yorkshire. He was a farmhand, and then in his early 20s, I think he came over to Leeds and worked for railway as a plate layer. And then he graduated to welding. He was an oxy-acetylene welder until he retired. My granddad's name was William Snowball Altby. He was a carter. He had a little small holding, and he used to try and make a few extra shillings carting for the local gentry. Transporting logs or coal, loads of coal from the railway station, or probably helping with the harvest, moving corn, manure, anything to do with farmland for the gentry.
And what did he use? What vehicles would he have used?
He had a horse and cart.
When your dad came over to this part of Yorkshire then, do you know where he first came to?
I think he lived with a lady, I don't know if it comes under Alton or Woodlesford, Mrs. Chew.
What can you remember about your dad telling you about his job when he came here to work on the railway?
Well, they did various jobs. One of the jobs were fogging. Obviously, they had to put detonators on line when they got called out to go fogging.
What do you mean by that, fogging? What happened?
That in foggy weather, they had to go and put detonators on line, and that warned the train when it ran off over them that there were signals up. Watch out for the signals, whether they had to stop or whether they could go. His were from Woodlesford up to Waterloo. They had a little cabin, a little small hut, and the one I can remember was on under Applegarth Bridge at Woodlesford. Yeah. And they used to have to, he got called out also in the snow to put salt on the crossings, because the crossings used to freeze, and the signalmen couldn't manoeuvre the crossings to let the trains go on the line they wanted them to go on. So they used to sprinkle salt on the crossings, they'd get called out for that.
And when you say he was a plate layer, what did that involve? What was the job of a plate layer?
It was to keep the line from, I think it was Methley to Waterloo, in good working order. They did about a 9-hour shift, days. That's all the work were days, unless they were fogging and they got called out for fogging or snowing any time they were on call.
And when he was a plate layer, did he go any further afield than the Woodlesford Methley area?
Yes, on a weekend they used to go to anywhere in Yorkshire that they were what they called relaying, and that were taking lines out that were worn or damaged and replacing with new, and they used to do that on a Sunday.
What kind of clothes did he wear?
He had a uniform, trousers and a jacket, an overcoat. As if it were really cold, they used to put overcoat on bed to keep us warm.
What, in Church Street?
In Church Street, yeah. There were obviously no central heating then.
Did he have any tools that he brought home, or did they always stay at the railway?
No, they always stayed at the railway.
Do you know what kind of tools he had?
They had shovels and hammers for knocking chocks back in to keep lines straight if there were any chocks jumped out or all like that, but the main tool that they had were a shovel.
Where were they based? Where did they have their, where did they keep their stuff when they weren't working?
In the cabin at Woodlesford Station, there were a little cabin. A very small hut that probably 8 by 10, not much bigger.
Did you ever go inside it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. They had seats round it and a stove, a coal stove.
Right, and where was it precisely?
It was on the west end of the platforms at the Swillerton side. So that would be a west end on the east side.
So when you were a lad to get to it, you'd have to cross over the crossing and walk up by the line?
We could walk that level crossing, yeah. But my dad had to be with me, because when you got to the end of the platform, you obviously came off it and you had to walk so far before you got to the cabin. But you also had a ferret, and he had permission to go ferreting from Methley to Waterloo, and that was to stop landslides if the rabbits buried into the banking. This could cause landslides, and obviously go onto the lines. And I used to go with him.
So he had some kind of official chip, did he?
He had a permit, yeah.
And how often would he go rabbiting?
Well, if they weren't working overtime on the Sunday, we'd go on the Sunday morning for a couple of hours.
And how many would you catch?
Not that many. There weren't that many. They were more or less a bit of fun.
Where did he keep the ferrets?
We kept it in the back garden at Church Street, Woodlesford.
And was just the one, or did he breed them?
He bred once, and I think she had 12. And they were the blind up to being about a fortnight old. And when they were nearly a fortnight old, before they opened their eyes, I used to have to go with a sack. And when he opened the door, they were there for the feed with the mother. And they used to fall out, because they couldn't see when the door was shut or not, fall out into the sack. And I used to catch them in this sack, and then when it fed them, tip it back in, tip them all back out into the hut.
Did you ever get bitten by them?
I got bit once when we lost the ferret, and we had to go back, and I went to pick it up. She'd been out all night. I went to pick it up, and she just whipped round and nicked me. Rather sharp.
And what would you do with the rabbits when you caught them?
Well, I didn't eat them because I'm a vegetarian. But when my dad used to skin them and eat them, there were no myxomatosis then. That were a saver bob or two buying a joint on a Sunday.
And did he sell any of them on?
No, I didn't get that many. He might have given an odd one to the station master or any of his friends, but they never sold them.
And were there many rabbits down
there? No, there weren't that lot. Though mainly, most of them were either at Methley or at Waterloo End.
Can you tell me then any more about his job that you can remember about what he would do on the line? Who was in charge of Eli's work?
Well, they had a ganger, Reader Freewood ganger. And I think they had a second man, what they call a second man. So if Reader were off this, but I don't know who that was. It could have been my dad, it could have been any other lads.
Well, tell
and
me.
They used to designate the workout, what they, if there were any repairing to do, they used to designate the workout on the morning when they went to work, before they went out. It wasn't a well-paid job. I know that, because they had to work over to make a bob or two extra.
What else do you know about Reader Free, then? What happened to Reader Free?
I know he got killed either on Level Crossing or in that area at Woodlesford Station. He'd been knocking chocks back in on one line, and moved from that line because there were a train coming into the, I think they called it 4 foot, that were other line, and he was standing there, they presume, just to watch this train go over at work he'd done. And the train came the other way and unfortunately killed him.